Now, that is one of the great lies that is the foundation of all the misery that has befallen the world. Because after two wars fought in Europe, World War I and World War II, if it wasn't possible for them to live in peace and harmony with the people in Europe, like their brethren are living in the United States, what were the two wars fought for? Did they have to, like, flush the toilet because they couldn't get along? Did they have to say, well, we're going back to our homeland, and you Christians help us? I can't understand yet how the Christians in Europe could have been that dumb, because every theologian, every history teacher knew the things that I'm telling you. But they naturally bribed them, shut them out with money, and now, I don't care whether you know all this or not. It doesn't make any difference to me whether you know all these facts or not. But it does make a big difference to me. I've got, in my family, boys that will have to be in the next war. And I don't want them to go and fight and die like they died in Korea, like they died in Japan, like they died all over the world. For what? To help crooks hold on to what they stole from innocent people who had been in peaceful possession of that land, those farms, those homes, for hundreds and maybe thousands of years? Is that why the United States must go to war? Because the Democratic Party wants New York State, the electoral vote, Illinois, the electoral vote, and Pennsylvania, the electoral vote, which are controlled by the Zionists and their coalitionists, the balance of power. In New York City, there are 400,000 members of the Liberal Party, all Zionists and their co-religionists. And New York State went for Kennedy by 400,000 votes. Now, I don't blame Mr. Kennedy. I'm fond of Mr. Kennedy. I think he's a great man. I think he can really pull us out of this trouble if we get the facts to him. And I believe he knows a great deal more than his appointments indicate he knows. He's playing with the enemy. Like when you go fishing, you've got to play with the fish. Let him out and pull him in, and let him out and pull him in. But knowing Mr. Kennedy's father, and how well informed he is on this whole subject, and how close Kennedy is to his father, I don't think Mr. Kennedy is totally in the dark. But I do think that it is the duty of every mother, every loyal Christian, every person that regards the defense of this country as a sacred right, that they communicate not with their congressman, not with their senator, but with President Kennedy, and tell him, I do not think that you should send my boy or our boy wearing the uniform of the United States of America and under the flag that you see here, our red, white, and blue, to fight there to help keep in the hands of thieves that which they have stolen. I think everyone should not alone write once, but keep writing and get your friends to write. Now, I could go on endlessly and tell you these things, the support that I have just asked you to do, but I don't think it's necessary to do that. You're above the average group intelligence, and I don't think it's necessary to impress this anymore. But I want to tell you one more thing. You talk about, oh, the Jews. Why the Jews? Christianity. Why we got Christianity from the Jews. And the Jews gave us Jesus, and the Jews gave us our religion. But do you know that on the Day of Atonement that you think is so sacred to them, that on that day, and I was one of them, this is not hearsay, I'm not here to be a rabble-rouser, I'm here to give you facts. When on the Day of Atonement, you walk into a synagogue,
The very first prayer that you recite, you stand, and it's the only prayer for which you stand, and you repeat three times a short prayer, the Kal Nidra. You enter into an agreement with God Almighty that any oath, vow, or pledge that you may make during the next 12 years, the 12 months, any oath, vow, or pledge that you may take during the next 12 months shall be null and void. The oath shall not be an oath. The vow shall not be a vow. The pledge shall not be a pledge. They shall have no force and effect, and so forth and so on. And further than that, the Talmud teaches, don't forget, whenever you take an oath, vow, and pledge, remember the Kal Nidra prayer that you recited on the Day of Atonement, and that exempts you from fulfilling that. How much can you depend upon their loyalty? You can depend upon their loyalty as much as the Germans depended upon it in 1916. And we are going to suffer the same fate that Germany suffered, and for the same reason. You can't depend upon something as insecure as the leadership that is not obliged to respect an oath, vow, or pledge.